is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along for the conversation. A lot coming up in the program yet. Julie Gundlach will be here from the Independent Women's Forum. We're going to talk about restorative justice. We're also going to touch on Barbara Bush. We'll touch on everything else that's going on in the headlines. Yeah, you know, but I'm sitting here, I'm a little surprised. I'm a little shocked. And I'll say that because from time to time, Mitch McConnell will come out and surprise me. I mean, Mitch McConnell is the reason we were able to save a seat on the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell did that. Donald Trump won the election, was able to fill the vacancy, but it was Mitch McConnell who said, no, we're not going to fill that until after the election. And what a important decision that turned out to be. Neil Gorsuch disappointing some folks on the immigration ruling here a couple of days ago, but, you know, he went by what he felt was the rule of law, and I'm okay with that. And if it's too vague, and we'll get back to that another day, but the point is, here's Mitch McConnell headline. Mitch McConnell yesterday stopped a bipartisan effort to put some sort of language in place to protect Bob Mueller's job, saying he won't even hold a floor vote on it. Even if it's approved next week in the Senate Judiciary Committee, he doesn't care. You know, so every now and then Mitch McConnell stands up and I go, gosh, I like that. Too often, though, he doesn't stand up that way because when asked yesterday about the president saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't have all of these things in the spending bill, we should try to pare some of it out. Well, you made a deal with Democrats. You got to stick with it. You got to live with your deal. Well, the deal is a devil's deal. You know, remember the first rule, no question, about making a deal with the devil? That rule of thumb? Don't. Period. Don't invite trouble. And so I disagree with McConnell on one hand, but I'm surprised, and I think it's good. I mean, it's not like the legislation would get signed by the president anyway. So McConnell says we'll not be having this on the floor of the Senate. He made those comments amid widespread opposition to the bill among members of his own party and his caucus, with several Republican senators saying the bill is unconstitutional. Others said it's simply not good politics to try to tell Trump what to do. I think that's smart. It's like poking the bear. The measure put together was introduced by the likes of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham. You know, South Carolina, you can do better. Because Lindsey Graham, on rare occasion, surprises me. But it's so rare anymore that I think that, South Carolina, you can do better for us. Send us somebody better, please, than Lindsey Graham. Very conservative state. You send us Tim Scott. We like him a lot. Why do you keep sending us Lindsey Graham? You know, Lindsey Graham, weasel of South Carolina. I mean, that's how he should be introduced on the floor of the Senate. You know, feckless weasel from South Carolina. You know, and maybe the comment we heard last hour about the swamp being more like a hot tub for him, you know. Now, maybe that's true. But Tom Tillis of North Carolina was also there with Lindsey Graham, putting two bills together they introduced last summer to protect special counsels. They introduced the new bill along with Democrats Chris Coons of Delaware and Cory Booker of New Jersey. Hard left people. And then Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley, a Republican who I generally like, said that they would vote on the bill. Why? The fact of the matter is, from my reading of the Constitution, the president is in charge of that branch of government. If he wanted to fire Bob Mueller, it's within his purview to do so. Now, a lot of people would gnash their teeth and so forth, but this is why the special counsel provision is so bad. because it never stays where it's supposed to, because they put these broad parameters on it. Like Rod Rosenstein put these, you know, just, and whatever else comes up. Well, good Lord, you get out a trawler and you go dragging across the ocean of you know, a person's lifetime. Show me the person, I'll show you the crime, is the old line, and it's true. If you were investigated, you personally, the way they are investigating Donald Trump, something is going to come up. And they say, well, you know, you didn't do this right. You've got a problem here. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And that's the approach of the special counsel, which is wrong. Digging into Trump's finances from 10 or 15 or 20 years ago is wrong. You're bitter because he won the election. You're angry that he's upsetting the apple cart. You fear him. Right now, there should be a chorus of politicians, liberals, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans, on television praising the president and Mike Pompeo for setting the stage to get rid of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. And you know what I hear? Nothing. Nothing. President Donald Trump should be praised for being able to work with China, push them back with the leverage of tariffs, and then to get them to come back and say, you know what, we don't really want to do this, let's work this out. He should be praised for that. You know what I hear? Nothing. You don't have to like Donald Trump. He can be repugnant to you in many ways. On the way he treats women, on the way he conducts himself, on the way he tweets, you can be repulsed by all of that. But the policies that we have seen since he took office, by and large, have worked, and worked well. My big reservation, the $1.3 trillion boondoggle of a spending bill that was signed, says he won't do it again. We'll see. But I'm going to hold him to that. But when you look at the policies he's implementing, foreign and domestic, they seem to be working pretty well. When you look at the end of ISIS, that worked well. He ramped that up. Barack Obama told us that ISIS would be a generational problem. It's not. It was a one-year problem and smashed into the dust by the boot of the American military because Donald Trump said, go do what you need to do and get it done. These are important considerations. No matter what you think of Donald Trump, look at the policies. Look what he's getting done. And I come back to Mitch McConnell, surprised, but it's the right thing. Mitch McConnell, we're not going to mess around with this. It's not going to get signed. It's a sideshow. It's a distraction. Lindsey Graham, Tom Tillis, go away, please. And stay there. North Carolina, you ought to be a little embarrassed about Tom Tillis' performance on this deal as well. Who are they looking out for? You or themselves? 14 after here on a Wednesday. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide, and you have a chance to win a free $4,000 Wolverine system right now. We're giving that away shortly here in the next few weeks. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com. Right now, do it. Don't mess around. Do it. Stevegruber.com. Click on the Wolverine button. Get registered for that system. Get a free water test. Find out how good your water is. It's important to you and your family. The Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.